Bava Batha Yerushalmi, Kos Pank Bava Batha Bavli Daf Kuf Mem Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Chof Chesem and Beis on the 13th line, Chala B'Niswape. Chala B'Niswape, Niswape Min HaEmsa. The Mishnah taught us that if one of the brothers was sick, he has to pay the medical fees from his own property. Tani, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, we have a Baisa that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, Kol Maka Sheish La Kitsa Miswape Miksubosa, She'en La Kitsa Miswape Min HaNechosim. Any illness that has a fixed medical fee, her ksuba must be used to pay for its treatment. If it doesn't have a fixed fee, her treatment is paid from the estate. Kador krivte du Shimon bar Vava havas chashasha eina. It's like the case of a relative of Shimon bar Vava who had pain in her eye. Asas gabi of Yochanan. She came to Yochanan. Amala, and he told her, katzitz hu ahin asayich in katzitz min paunich. In loy katzitz barlech yavilech. Does the doctor take a fixed fee for his healing? If he does, you have to pay it from your ksuba money, but if not, and he charges per visit, then your husband has to pay for it. The question is, doesn't the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teach us that when serving as a judge, don't act as a lawyer? So by giving the litigants advice to their advantage, that would not be permitted. Now, in addition, and that's, again, this is also what Rav Yochanan was doing over here. And in addition, Rav Chagai quoted from Yeshua ben Levi that one may not reveal the Beis Din's ruling without the other litigant being present. Omar, so Yon said, Yada hava Rav Yochanan, da hava Isa Keshera, vegein kein Galila. Baala boy hen de katsats, vihibaya hen de lo katsats leman, chamin lo le baala. Rav Yochanan knew that this woman was a fine person who would follow her husband's rules and wishes. He therefore reasoned that he couldn't tell her, and if her husband would want to go and get a fixed price from the doctor, it would cause her to have to pay from her ksuba. And if she would want to go to a doctor that charges per visit, the husband would have to pay. In such a case, who will he listen to? To the husband. Amar Rab Matanya, Hadasa Tema, Bahu de Leif Dine Imei, Bahu de Is Dine Imei, Amalei Milse. The Rab Masnai says, it's prohibited for a judge to advise only if he's unsure whether this litigant has a valid claim. But if he's sure the litigant has a correct, valid claim, then according to the claim that he's making, he may advise him. I have another understanding according to the text of the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, who says that the Gemara is teaching that one may not advise unless both litigants are present.